Tyrese and Rev Run have a new show. It's on OWN. It's called It's Not You, It's Me.
It's premieres. Men.
It's Men. I'm sorry. It's Not You, It's Men. It premieres Saturday, this Saturday, tomorrow on OWN. Tyrese is on the phone. Tyrese.
What's happening?
You.
Yeah. Yeah, you are what's happening.
I got Rev on the phone. Can you hear him?
Rev? That's not gonna work, Tyrese.
Okay.
He should call the number. He should call the number that we gave him to call to the studio.
Okay. Hold on, Rev.
Don't rig it like that, man. We're big show. Don't.
Okay. Hold on, Rev. What's the number right now? T, really quick. He's calling right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, Let's see. I can't give the number out over the air. Right. We're on the air, Tyrese.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. He's calling in right now.
Good.
Talk to me. We on the air. How you doing?
All right. It's Not You, It's Men. And you're talking about.
You're taking the veil off of a lot of this relationship talk.
Relationship.
Tyrese.
What really goes on between men and women?
It's the stuff that people are uncomfortable with talking about. You know, it's like it's enough ratchet TV out here with people pulling each other hair out, throwing drinks in their face just to get ratings. So we decided let's go ahead and be grown with it and switch it up a little bit. Rev Run of Run DMC is my best friend of the last 8 years, and we wrote a book together called Manology, New York Times bestseller. And people really, really appreciated, you know, had an appreciation for the two different perspectives. He's a very married man of 21 years. I'm single, but
I
was in a relationship. I've been single for about a year and a half.
Okay. You know,
I was with my girl for 5 years, and then things broke it off, and that's when we wrote Shame.
That's where Shame came from.
Right. Now, what's the biggest mistake?
You know, I'm just, I don't like that I'm single. I'm not saying, I'm single and I'm proud. I don't like it. So, but we're trying to figure it out. But, you know, Oprah Winfrey heard about this idea.
She loved it, actually.
She got behind us.
Oh, there's Rev.
Oh, yeah, I've been here. I'm just listening to y'all talk about him being single for a year and a half.
Okay, Rev. Rev Run, what's the biggest mistake that women make on their first date?
I would say giving away too much of their information too soon. You know, and you have to, you know, let the man drive, because if you get into the position where you're trying to prove something to him, you're going to lose your mystique. Many women are get into a place where they want to prove something or say something. When I believe in the book, in the book of the Boaz, book of Ruth, she was out in the field doing what she was supposed to do. And when the rich guy came into town, she continued to do her job. So Boaz overlooked the whole entire community and noticed the woman that was on her job. And the other women put their jobs aside to chase the man. And I don't believe the women should chase the man scripturally. It shows clearly that when you're on your job, doing what you're supposed to do, somebody will notice you. When you're in church or you're taking care of your business, people notice you better than when, put it this way, come with your hat on your head instead of your hat in your hand.
So you only want a working woman, Rev Run. Is that what you're saying?
Not working. It's not even about working. I mean, you could be just, you know, taking care of the kids or whatever it may be. You could be working a social worker. You could be working charity. I'm just saying, basically, you don't want to give away all the attention to the guy. You want to continue to do what you were doing and love yourself first.
And counterwise, what do you think is the biggest mistake men make?
Well, if a man is not ready to pursue and to make, for me, in my marriage, I pursued my wife and I continue to pursue her. I continue to make her happy. I'm always the giver. She gives back, but I'm constantly taking the masculine role by opening the car doors, mm-hmm. making sure that she's happy, compromising.
That chivalry is not dead. No way.
Right. And I continuously, you know, if you go on my Instagram, I'm always putting up memes and different things of me and my wife. I'm just very romantic and I stay on my job, you know, and I know I have to. And
all right.
I want to add to what Rev just said and say, because, you know, between our two voices, as he's 21 years, he specifically talks about his wife and kind of the synergy of that beautiful relationship, which I respect and protect as well. But I would say mistakes that a lot of women make on their first date as a single man, for real, is I feel like there's way too much information being given out to people that you just met, right? So don't play on people's emotions from going into too many details about everything and every situation that happened from your ex-boyfriend, your ex-husband. It's a brand new man, brand new situation. You don't know what the outcome of that situation is going to be. You don't want another person running around with all of your damn business. So
all right,
bring it down. Stop talking so much. Relax. Stop manipulating and playing on people's emotions because you're trying to sound broken so that they can fix you. Just chill out.
Well, I hope I'm not saying too much by congratulating you both for the upcoming Grammy Awards. You've been nominated, Tyrese, and Run DMC is going to be honored for a lifetime achievement.
Tyrese, are you going?
That's the Grammys.
Yeah, I'm going. I got two nominations. I'm definitely going. I got two nominations going to support my brother, who's going to bring his home.
All right. It's Not You, It's Men. It premieres tomorrow night on OWN. Tyrese and Rev Run.